The road that I'm on is very, very quiet. I've only seen two or three cars in the whole time I've been climbing, which must be at least half an hour. I don't know what this descent's going to have in store, or even how low we're going. We're going round a slight gentle curve to the right, so I can't see all that far up ahead. Well, there's a good view just opened up in front of me. Whoops. Not a view of much other than trees. 60 kilometres an hour now. I hope there isn't a jump here. Yeah, that's fine. Nothing behind me, so I can use both lanes. Little bit of undergrowth in my hard shoulder. Oh, there are some very nasty looking skid marks in the road here. It looks like something has completely lost control. Possibly more than one vehicle and veered all over the place. The road colour, the road surface keeps changing colour every time it does it. I can't tell if there's going to be a slight step or not at the join. It's a little bit worrying when you're going at this speed. Speed limit here is 90 kilometres an hour. I'm doing 107. No, I'm not. I'm doing 48. Sorry, 107 is how far I've gone today. Look at this. Here's an interesting sign. Castelo Branco, which is the town where I'm going today, set 24 kilometres away. Spain, 84. Not by the route that I'm going, though. It'll be a couple of days yet before I go to Spain. Oh, well, that's the end of the descent. Although there might be a bit more coming up.